Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Ann Kirk, a cereal crop specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Ann.
Thank you.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Wednesday. What did we see across the province over the past 7 days or so?
Yeah, so we did have variable precipitation over the past 7 days. So in parts of the province, there were some rains, thunderstorms with hail and some strong winds throughout parts of the province. So areas of the southwest did have large hail, which was damaging to crops. And then kind of variable precipitation, so kind of ranging from anywhere from 0 to about 80 millimeters of precipitation across the province. And, you know, each region of the province had areas with zero precipitation and areas with, you know, at least 25 millimeters.
How widespread was that hail, and what do we know about its severity at this point?
Yeah, I think that it was fairly widespread. I have heard, you know, conflicting or kind of conflicting reports about the hail. So I have heard some, you know, very extreme crop damage, but I don't have a good assessment of, you know, what kind of crop damage we would have expected to see with that hailstorm last week.
How did rainfall amounts vary across the province? What impact is the water having on crop survivability, crop development, and what are the factors there?
Yeah, so we did have, like, so parts of every region did have upwards of, so in the central region, Bagot had about 80 millimeters of rainfall. Ninette in the southwest had 65 millimeters of rainfall. So some, you know, larger amounts of rainfall. And in some areas of the province that are already having saturated soils, that rainfall definitely didn't help. So we are seeing, you know, some areas of the province that have consistently had this, you know, wet conditions are still quite wet. But that heat that we have had over the weekend in the past few days, I think has helped to dry some areas out as well. So, you know, it's hard to get a good assessment, but, you know, we are still struggling with moisture issues across the province.
In terms of weather-related damage, what have been the main contributors, and what do we know about the extent of overall weather-related losses?
Yes, yeah, so the main contributors would have been in parts of the South Interlake and the Northwest region, you know, that the flooding would have been the biggest impact for water so far. So we're still assessing, like, in some cases, and depending on the crop type in the area, some crops have rebounded quite well. Other crops, you know, are still having a lot of issues. And the areas that have, and there's some areas where, you know, fields were just completely flooded out. They were underwater for too long and there's nothing growing, or they're still underwater. So, yeah, kind of variable issues across the province. So it's hard to get an assessment right now until crop insurance kind of publishes more information on, you know, excess moisture claims and unseeded acres as well.
Overall, how are the crops progressing at this point, and what are the factors there?
Yes, crops are progressing quite well. Depending on parts of, like, the parts of the province where crop growth has been good and we haven't been too impacted by excess moisture, crops do look great. So I'd say, like, also the range of crop development and crop condition really varies widely across the province, depending on the region. So for winter cereals are looking good throughout the province, and they are in the grain fill stage in most regions. For spring cereals, the majority of spring wheat is at the flowering stage, and a lot of fungicide applications for Fusarium head blight have happened and would continue in areas where the crop is a bit delayed. And then corn really has developed rapidly over the past week. So last week, corn was probably at about the V5-6 stage, maybe V5-8 stage. And now it's looking at, say, V10 to V12. So that high heat coupled with the moisture really provided a lot of crop growth. For oilseeds, we also see a lot of rapid development of canola. So generally, canola is between bolting and flowering, with the earliest fields having full flower, maybe just past full flower. But there are some delayed fields, like in the northwest and interlake regions, where they did have a lot of rainfall, where those delayed fields might be in the 4 to 6 leaf stage. So kind of a wide range of crop stages for canola. And then sunflowers are in the R1 to R3 stage. For pulses and soybeans, the majority of soybeans are flowering. The most delayed fields would be in the third to fourth trifoliate stage, but in most cases, they wouldn't be that far behind. And most fields are growing out of early season issues like iron deficiency, chlorosis. Peas are progressing well and have reached canopy closure in most fields, and peas are at the beginning of flower in many cases.
What are we seeing in terms of insect or disease challenges and where, and what are the factors contributing to that?
There has been I think for herbicide or for fungicide applications, we will be seeing a lot of fungicide applications this year, and we have seen a lot. With Fusarium head blight, we have the risk maps that are published or updated daily, and the risk has been high in most regions of the province because we have that high humidity and warmer temperatures. So good conditions for disease development, kind of for all crop types. So we are seeing a lot of fungicide applications for cereals. And for canola, also some insecticide applications for cabbage seed pod weevil. But there'll be more information in the crop pest report on all of the insect, disease, and weed issues.
What can we expect to be happening over the next week or so?
Conditions have cooled down, I think, throughout the province. So, which those cooler conditions are definitely good for any canola that's flowering and cereal crops that are flowering. We'll just have to see. I'm guessing we'll see big advances in crop growth as well over the next week. And hopefully we avoid any damaging storms over the next week. That would be great.
And is there anything that you'd like to add?
No, I think that's all for today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Ann Kirk, a cereal crop specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.